Motion to approve the Dyke County and RDA disbursement or to acknowledge receipt of the disbursement summary for Daggett County and the RDA dated 6/20 through 6/27, 2025, in the amount of $192,319.92, with a void amount of $2,252.15.
Second. Okay. So we have a motion and a second to approve the disbursement summary in the amount of $192,319.92 with the void amount of $2,252.15. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now we'll...
We should have done these purchase requests before we did the invoice register.
No, it was after purchase requests, isn't it?
No, I think it's in order.
Wasn't it in the invoice register to pay the $5,000?
Oh, it's kind of both at the same time, yeah, because I it's my first time doing it, and I didn't realize the added money had to go on that as well. I thought it just came, because I knew that $5,000 comes out of the TRT budget. I didn't realize I had to have a purchase order for it, so it's my learning process.
So you just thought you could have the money?
Well, I just thought once we got it out of the TRT gave it to us, I'd cover that. But then when Nancy was going to get the check ready for next week.
Would you, now that you're on it, would you explain what this purchase request is?
Yes, it's the added money for the contestants. So it needs to go, it will go to the stock contractor and then they pay it to the contestants. But we already had it, like I said, that was in the 7500 that Cow Country Rodeo had asked for the TRT board from. So it's just the extra that I forgot to add on there.
Well, I'm sorry. I did see the in the invoice register, I did see, we approved it without a PO. So I'm trying to figure procedurally how to...
Yeah. I didn't realize it was already on the invoice register.
Be right, and I didn't look at the POs.
I have my purchase request in there, because that's what Nancy and Carrie told me to do. So.
Okay, so I
guess we better approve the PO, or we've got to change the invoice register.
Yeah, I think we... We need to approve the purchase request.
And then reapprove the invoice register so that everything lines up in order, or it might be in two in.
No, that'll be fine. Let's do it that way. I'll second the motion to approve it.
I didn't make a motion.
Well, are you going to approve the purchase request?
Of course. I'll make a motion that we approve the PO for the, it would be paid to Broken Heart Rodeo for $5,000 added money coming out of Fund 32, which is the TRT.
That one is the rodeo fund, which is where the TRT money moved to. Well, it's not the rodeo, it's... That's now the special event fund to this, but it was just the rodeo, obviously.
Carrie suggested that we do it that way so that it's easier on her to be able to do the budgets.
Yeah, I'm fine with where it comes from and how it comes. I just was noting it as it was on the PO.
Yeah, so
the only thing I had discomfort with is we approved an invoice for this same amount without getting the PO out in front of it.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was on the invoice register. My apologies. Otherwise, I would have said something.
And I'm sure with timing and the rodeo coming up next week, that becomes important. Okay. So the motion is to approve the PO request for $5,000 to Broken Heart Rodeo Company for $5,000 for added money coming out of a special event at Fund 32.
Okay, I'll second that. So we have a motion and a second to approve the purchase request for the added money for the contestants to the Broken Heart Rodeo Company in the amount of $5,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Who's the department head approval for that?
Matt. I was hoping
he Matt isn't signed, so.
That's how many minutes in the today.
Matt's over 32 now.
Special events?
Really?
Randy,
I'm pretty
good. Okay,
then
Randy.
Oh. Good news, Randy's here.
Okay. I will approve it right now. Will that make it work? I can't approve it to my pen.
It wasn't me.
I think it was.
Me?
Okay. We'll go back to disbursement listing, right?
Open invoice.
Open invoice register.
So,
and make note of.
Well, is Carrie going to build the PO for you today or Nancy? Because then we, at 5,000, is that one that requires commission? What's the limits? I don't know.
5,000
requires the commission to do it, $499 wouldn't. Is that right?
That is correct.
So without the PO completed, I guess we do it contingent. We approve the invoice register contingent upon the PO being completed?
Yes.
Is that? And this is nothing against anybody. This
no,
is
I
just
know.
Trying
this
to keep it in order so that mostly for Carrie's sake, because we do.
Get in
trouble
from her.
So
I just figured it just comes from someplace.
Well, because they told me to
contingent on what, Jack?
Contingent on the PO process being completed. Because this is just the request for a PO. Then there'll be another because it's 5,000. It'll have to come in front of us.
You're
to
good.
Get approved again.
You're good. I just needed.
If I'm remembering all of this.
No, this is your approval. There should be a line at the bottom for the commissioner's signature.
But there's no invoice or anything else. This is only the request.
I do have an invoice. It's a full. It has the 14,000 plus the 5,000. So do you want me to attach that as well?
Well, I don't.
I was confused because
I feel like I'm going to be taken as picking on you, and I'm not.
No, and it was my fault because the. The bid that he provided was the $14,975. So that's the purchase order that I did. Then when he sends over the invoice, it has that $5,000 added money. And that was where the disconnect was because I didn't realize that. And Brianna and Carrie had forgot to tell me that that's usually how they've done it, is the $5,000 added on to the invoice. But because they did it previously with the Lions Club, it wasn't an issue. They got the money from TRT and then just paid it that way.
As a sponsorship or whatever.
Correct. So now that I'm having to do it through the county, I didn't realize that $5,000 added had to come out of like a purchase order and all of that. So when I got the invoice that had that $5,000 and wasn't on the bid, I was a little lost. So I do have an invoice, but the invoice has the whole, it's the full $19,000, which is why I didn't attach it because it's not to the only $5,000.
So the department, it'll sign the PO.
At 5,000, I thought you said that one had
you're,
to come
the
to
commission,
the commission.
The commission approval's right here on your purchase request.
It's on the bottom of that.
Right. Okay. Whatever is right, I'm good. I thought over 5,000, that's why, well, so if the PO would have been less than 5,000, it wouldn't have had to come here for
right.
approval.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
For this part. All right, so.
I think she already has the PO typed up for the full amount of the $19,000, but I just needed that purchase order specifically for the $5,000.
So this should have at least per contract or per something to tie it to that
right.
says why,
right.
as opposed to just a request for $5,000, because if there's not an invoice with this or
it'll
something to document why the $5,000 exists,
It'll be attached to the other 14,001 and the total invoice of the.
But that isn't stated on here.
Do you have a copy of it?
I can go grab
it. Why don't you just give it to Jack and you can
adjust. Well, on whatever one we sign, and then we at least have it in one place. I know I'm being a pain in the butt, and I'm not trying to be.
No.
It's answering to Carrie in the long run.
Right.
And being consistent with every other PO that comes in.
Should the state look at this for
Nancy
audit,
has everything
really
together. I just didn't have it all with that. So.
Okay. It sucks.
No, you're fine.
Going through all this stuff. I know.
You'll get good at it.
I went over, went according to the estimate that he sent, and not the, and it didn't have that 5,000.
So this is 5,000 more than what the contract says, or if it was within his contract?
His contract said 14, and then when he sends the invoice, there's this understanding of the added money.
So it'll take it to 19 that he'll ultimately be paid?
Correct.
That's what the invoice, his invoice says that. Right?
Yes.
It's 19. And it's the 14
already. And we already approved that contract at 19?
At 14. That's where a lot of this confusion came in. His contract of him providing the bowls and everything is $14,000. The $5,000 is just added contestant money.
But if that's written into the contract, the
$5,000? I don't know.
I don't think it was.
I don't think it had to be written in the contract.
I don't think it is.
But it's in the invoice.
But it's in the invoice.
It's in the invoice. Okay.
Yes, right. It's in the invoice, not all the contract.
So, and that's what we're getting a copy of, this invoice for this?
She was going to grab one.
So, to your point, if that completes the PO process, then let's just reapprove the, it would be a recommendation like you started, just to reapprove the invoice register, knowing that the PO has been approved for that.
And I will take...
If that is a motion, I hope.
Would you note that is the motion, and I won't have to repeat it, but I'll second it. So moving forward, we have a motion and a second to reapprove the open invoice. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So now I made me
your patience working through that.
No,
and everybody else is dependent to listen.
Do you have any correspondence about to the sheriff's?
I think Peggy did. Let me go make sure what she's
was there any in the packet?
She had something written down.
Then we'll go get Jesse squared away.
Which part of the dirt do you want?
Didn't you have a purchase request in regards to the trailer you're picking up?
She did not show
no? I thought she needed...
Department had only. It's under 5,000.
Okay.
What kind of trailer?
Yeah. Is it the search and rescue one? No,
it's mine. It's
got my
four wheeler. Your wife
would let me
take it. Yeah. Total invoice, one for you to have to
enough.
Thank you.
No.
So that shows the original and then just that 5,000 added money.
Perfect. So, and we're only paying the 5,000 because the 14,750 is being paid on the contract. Right?
Correct, and it was already approved.
Right.
But I went off of that purchase order off of the bid that he sent over, which didn't include the 5,000. I forgot about that. Or didn't know about it really. Okay. But later. So.
And so this will be attached to whatever PO, I guess
it's
Randy
signed.
Is the acting, will sign.
Correct.
Yeah, Nancy's holding it.
Or she's got the live one. She's going to bring it in for signature. Or?
I think either she's either going to do it this week. I think it might be next week because we'll have time next week.
It's on the invoice registry. We paid it today.
Oh.
Or approved payment today. So
it's
So it'd be good if the signature was dated for today.
Okay, that's fine. Do you have any requests for Peggy to have correspondence? Because
are you moving on to correspondence?
Yes.
Okay. So last week I sent an email to the commissioners from Williams. They are doing an open house in Dutch Dawn on July 17th. They have requested a meeting with the commissioners from Daggett County. I'm trying to set up a time frame for them to meet with you guys, and I haven't heard any response back, so I'm not sure what to tell Williams about this project they want to start in Daggett County or look into starting.
When did you send it, Peggy?
I don't know what day, but it was last week, and each commissioner also received a packet in the mail from Williams. And I'm just trying to set up a time frame that will work for everybody.
I'm just trying to figure out how to find the email to respond with all the water stuff or whatever it is. So it's in there. Do we know what it's titled? Okay, I've got it. Did she leave? Thursday.
It's with Williams?
Yeah, I just typed in Williams and it came up. It was sent on the 25th. Found it right as you left.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't chase you down. I've got a conflict on the 17th with the CLG meeting over in Lyman.
Erica says that they are very open to picking a different date, whatever would work. I've corresponded back and forth, and I've asked if there's something we could do to do it on a Tuesday in commission meeting, because I know it's convenient for you guys to all three be together, rather than trying to do separate dates sometimes. And she said that they are open to that, just if we could get them a date that would maybe work. And with Matt not being here today, I'm not sure.
Thank you.
It's already signed, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
Bye.
Matt and Carrie.
Oh. We just didn't have it to do it. Okay. Cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Nancy. Sorry.
You're welcome. All the confusion.
Not a problem.
So you're just looking for a date?
Yeah, I just need a date from the commissioners that you feel like you could have them meet with you to discuss the project that they're doing.
What project are they doing?
It didn't really specifically say. It's Northwest proposed to construct and operate, maintain project facilities near milepost 364 on U.S. Highway 191 in Daggett County.
It's where they have their measuring station, where they distribute gas to other, used to, when Questar and Williams were separate, and they're adding, I saw something, is it a pump there?
A new gas-fired compressor station.
Because they must have some differences in pressures in the different pipelines that can be distributed there.
They're going to suck it out of their caves and put it into the pipeline, I bet.
Different than what Clay Basin already does, I guess.
Going into their own system. That's what we need to go to the meeting for, to find out what it is.
So what day would be good?
15th is...
A Tuesday?
A Tuesday.
Is there other people supposed to be at this meeting too?
This meeting is being held in Dutch John at their center on the 17th.
What time? I didn't catch that. Daggett County website.
Which I couldn't find it on our website. I looked.
Unless it's on, is it on our some social media?
Not that I've ever seen.
Maybe it's on Dutch John's website. If it's in the evening, I could probably make the 17th. Maybe that's John. But if we're going to have one here for the commission, any Tuesday works for me.
Hey, that works.
So, Peggy?
Yes.
Do we want to do it on the 17th in the evening, or do we want to do it on Tuesday at the commission meeting?
Without Matt here, I don't know really what to say.
Let's postpone it until Matt's here.
Well, I can get a hold of him.
I think I have a doctor's appointment during the day that day. I don't know if I can be back for evening or not.
On the 17th.
It's at the Dutch John Town Hall, July 17th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
I should be able to make that. If you want to put that in the mix with your conversation with Matt.
Okay.
Otherwise, a Tuesday.
Maybe that's okay.
It is my input.
Ask her for the commission meeting on July 15th so that you're aware of it, and then if there's more questions, go to the meeting with Dutch John.
Would you like me to put that on the agenda?
Yeah, her original request was checking back to see if the commissioners are available on 7/17 anytime before 2 p.m. would be best. Thank you for your help scheduling, and if 7/17 does not work, please let me know. We can find another time that week that suits their schedules. So if it would work better, I can just ask her to please, you know, set up a commission meeting on this, commission meeting on the 17th or
15th
and give her a time frame so that they can come and do whatever they need to do. And
feel forward that to me. I'll put it on the agenda.
Okay.
Okay. Is that resolved? Do you got any calendar review you want to go over?
I'll be gone from through the 10th, from the 10th through the 14th to the NACO convention. I'll represent Dyea County in the voting and stuff for that, that process as a delegate.
The 10th through the
14th.
Thank you.
Of July.
I am going to be out on Tuesday through Friday of next week to the UAC conference in Box Elder. So, I will either be here on Tuesday or Nicole will be like taking my place.
Is this the clerks?
Mm-hmm. Just for the clerks and the auditors. I'm hoping that they will cover the new legislation on the elections that we're trying to figure out how to implement.
I don't have any calendar review. So, with that being said, we'll go into Dyea County policy and legislation. And we'll jump to item number 3.
Is that mine?
Yes.
I just had this put in here. We finally got the jail contract from the Uinta County. I had Kent look at it. Kent doesn't see any issues with it. So I just kind of wanted to give you guys a heads up. We'll be charged the normal, which is the normal daily fee for our inmates, which is $78.23 a day. So it's pretty straightforward. There's nothing. We'll be responsible for transportation if we have to transport anywhere. It's all straightforward. There's really nothing to it.
We're responsible for the 100% of any medical at whatever rate they're billed at. And just to give you a comparison, looking at the 2022 contract, which was the last one, the increase in the daily rate only went up $17 per day since 2022. But that's the rate that they're charging the other agency.
That's consistent with their state contract with the inmates.
That's state contract.
And is this just for the ones that get sentenced to jail, or is this for anybody that gets booked?
This is for the ones that we book and stuff. Well, or sentenced to jail. We haven't. I think once they're sentenced to jail, depending, that makes them a state inmate, doesn't it, Tim?
I don't know, does it? If they're sentenced to jail?
I don't know. The only thing I've ever seen.
Anticipate paying $78 a day.
Yeah, the only thing I've ever seen a bill for was
pre-trial detention. Or pre-conviction detention.
Yeah.
And this is going to last through?
It's a year, and then it's renewable for another 3 years, I think. But you can also get out of it after 30 days, or with 30 days notice.
Yeah, I don't see a 3 year renewal.
I think there's a renewable in there. I'm trying to remember from the top.
The effective date of this contract is June 4th, 2025. The contract is for 1 year beginning on the effective date. We're including 1 year later. However, this contract will automatically renew every year unless any party can make a notice of any changes or exit of the agreement. Either party can exit with 30 days notice. So it's pretty much in perpetuity unless somebody gets out.
That's kind of the way we've been with the 2022 one.
And that covers changes in administration, sheriffs, and everything. So I don't have any more questions.
So we're just doing this for information for us.
Yeah, just so you guys know.
Something we have to.
Yeah, and we budget for it. We put it in my budget. I've got a line item for it. So.
Okay.
And it's good that we don't have to sign it. They put a signature on it and approve it.
No, it doesn't need to have a signature on it. It's just no.
Because I'm just thinking in terms of consistency. Usually we chew on people. They don't get contracts to us, so what's the difference?
The reason we don't need signatures from you guys is the fact that we put money in my budget.
Okay.
The old one actually had a signature line for the commissioners and I think the county attorney too, but the other one was like 8 pages long. This is a very short, shortened version of it. It's already been
approved. Carrie's reviewed it?
Yeah.
I'm good. Carrie, I just gave it to Kim.
Okay. So, we'll make a motion to that we've reviewed, that it's been reviewed. And concur with your desire to go forward with the contract.
I don't know if it's a desire, I just don't have any other choice.
Recommendation.
Yeah.
My motion is acknowledge receipt of the contract between Daggett and Uinta County Sheriff's Offices for the jail contract agreement. And concur with the sheriff's recommendation to go forward with the agreement.
Second. Motion in a second to go forward with this agreement. All in favor?
Aye.
Go along with the sheriff.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing that and just letting us know what's cooking.
It's easier that way.
Okay. We want to recess here and go in back into the MBA.
I think so.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second to recess out of the RDA County Commission meeting back into the MBA meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
At 11:40.
You're telling the story. Yep.
Or 11:35.
11:35 on this.
11:36
on my computer.
Now it's 11:36.
All right.
This is 11:40 on my
phone. No.
Ah.
Who opened that door?
Who?
I would like you to take all three times an average.
Is this in order now? Is that what it is?
Who first motioned?
Huh?
Randy, to go into recess?
Yeah.